All right, Jim Taylor back on the WRMJ postgame show as the Mercer County Golden Eagles win it tonight by a final of 9-8 and a big night at the plate. By the way, we name an official Benny's Pizza player of the game, and it's Brandon Skrovansky, who got on base five times tonight. First up, congratulations, and you really came through tonight when this club needed it.
Thanks a lot, Jim. Yeah, that was one of the biggest games of my career, and that was by far the best game I've ever played in. That was awesome.
Well, and just your approach at the plate, I know when it's all said and done, people will look back to that fifth inning where you score six runs to regain the lead 8-6. But, you know, in that first inning, eight batters came up to the plate. You force the Lavender kid to throw a lot of pitches. I guess just a little bit about the approach at the plate tonight.
We knew that he was going to be one of the best arms that we'll see the whole postseason as far as we go. Our approach was to make him work, make him throw. I think we had 35 pitches on the first inning, which was great. I was going up there trying to work an account, but I wanted to make sure I got the pitch I wanted to drive. And I guess I was seeing the ball pretty well, and I knew what I wanted to do, and I went up and did it.
Yeah, and how good was his breaking ball, did you think? And then he's able to mix in a lefty that can throw in the upper 80s to potentially 90. What was it like hitting against him? And this is kind of a dumb question. You can say, well, not very tough, Taylor, because I got five hits tonight. But he was pretty good. Well, I mean, he was pretty good.
Yeah, you can't say anything without giving him all the credit in the world. That was awesome. Say the first pitch I saw was a fastball that kind of came back in on me, and I kind of opened my eyes a little bit, and I was like, all right, we're not messing around. And I got the next pitch I wanted, and I put a good swing on and hit it, and I guess after that I knew what he was working with, and I was just looking for the one pitch, and when I got it, I was attacking it.
Well, and let's go back to that first inning where you kind of thought probably that, hey, I think we have a chance in this game. Where I had his stats, .625 ERA coming in, 100 strikeouts and 44 in a third innings pitched, and you score two runs in that first inning, and you're able to, you know, eke out a single in the first inning. How big do you think that first inning was, just from a mindset standpoint for this team?
That was great. We kind of have the monkey on our back that we get to sectionals every year, and then we kind of roll over in the sectional semifinal, and we never really get anywhere. But I think we kind of set the tone that we put two runs up on the board and told everybody that we're not messing around, and we're here to play our kind of baseball, and we're not going to let anybody walk all over us like they think they will.
Yeah, and as I wrap up the conversation defensively tonight, I thought a couple of key plays, and you look at after you take the lead in the fifth, Rush comes out and gets the shutdown inning with a grounder to Jaden at first, or Jenkins, I think, at first, and then you made that great play that Gio tried to cut off and got the kid by a step, and then another ground out to short. And then people forget in that fifth inning when it's still it's a 6-2 game.
Yeah.
They have runners at first and second, one out, and you get a 5-4-3 double play. You know, defensively tonight I thought was pretty big for this team, too. And you may say, well, geez, they scored eight runs. But I thought, you know, when key plays had to be made defensively, the Eagles did it.
Yeah, that's one of our main focuses is pitching and defense. I mean, we know that we can hit. And we kind of strive to have the best defense we can, and I think we do a pretty good job at that. So we just challenge hitters, and Jake does a great job. For being so young, he does a tremendous job of challenging people and pretty much just hitting it, having them hit it to us, because I think he trusts us, and we know that we're behind him and that nobody's going to get past us like that.
Big day, big time tonight, man. Nice going. Keep up. Looking forward to Saturday.
Thanks, Jim.
I said a couple times, even Jake Rush after we got down 6-2. I said, just keep us close. Just keep us close. And I thought you did a really good job of doing that tonight after, you know, giving up the lead when you had a 2-0 lead. And I know they got a huge two-out hit in that one inning to tie the game up. But I thought you settled down after they scored the six runs and kept this program in striking distance tonight.
Yeah, we could have easily given up early in the game. And even though those two home runs were huge for them, it was easy to bounce back after we got Lavender out of there.
Well, and then defensively tonight, you have to tip your cap to your teammates, because I look at the inning where is a 6-2 game, and they elect not to bunt with runners at first and second, nobody out, and you get the perfect ground ball to third base and you get a 5-4-3 double play, and lo and behold, there's two quick outs in the inning. So that it's pretty big that you have confidence to continue, you know, to pound the zone, and hopefully guys behind you will make plays.
Yeah, Coach had just came out there before that play, and he had said, can you get a ground ball? And I said, yeah. And he said, are you sure? And I said, yeah. And that next play we turned two, and just it was a different ball game after that, and it was great.
Well, and that's the thing about, you know, being able to stay in the game, so you get the 5-4-3 double play on them. And then I forgot, was the last out of that inning a strikeout after you got the, let's see, you get the 5-4-3 double play, and then you come back, and a 3-2, you pound the zone and get the strikeout. And not only do you preserve the lead at that point, but you stop, you know, the momentum stays with Mercer County, too, which I think is important.
Yeah, that was huge. Getting that last strikeout really boosted my confidence, especially after those two big home runs earlier in the inning or the inning before. And that was just a big confidence booster to come back out that next inning.
All right, and just a little bit about kind of the emotions of how the game went today. You get up 2-0, you score on a D1 prospect, feel good about that. They come back, tie the game up with two outs, 2-2, score four runs on two homers. All of a sudden, you look up, two outs in the fifth, score six runs, 8-6. You think the game's over in the top half of the seventh. Celebration begins. Umpire says no, safe, 8-8, and then you go to the seventh inning. And you didn't get the win pitching-wise tonight, but you got the game-winning RBI. So talk about the winning at bat.
It was huge. I knew I had to have a great approach up there at that last at bat, and I knew they were going to walk James, and I knew it was all going to come down to whoever was going to have that last at bat. And for me, that was huge because I had been struggling at the plate, and that just boosted my confidence for upcoming games.
Well, you hung tough tonight, and you kept us in the game. So tip of the cap. I know when you look at the numbers, you say maybe I gave up too many runs, but you gave this team a chance to win. So A+, nice going, and we'll see you Saturday.
Awesome. Thank you.
So we get a few words from Jaden Dellett, who had a productive day at the plate. Let's see, a walk, a hit, a walk, and another hit. So on base four times today. And I know I've talked to you before, and you're a big college baseball junkie, and you play against a clear talent today that is deserving of going to play Division I college baseball, just a junior. So a little bit about facing that type of kid and getting the opportunity to play against a kid like that, and then also kind of come through against a kid like that.
I mean, really, it's just a blessing. He was probably one of the hardest arms we've ever faced as a team, other than last year against Morris when we played them down at Jacksonville. And obviously deserving to go play on at Illinois. I mean, he could work in everything. He threw fastball, curveball, any count. It's great to face arms like that because you know you're going to in the postseason. And, I mean, it's fun to face arms that are that good.
Well, and you look back to the first inning where you know, when you come into games like this and you play against talent like that, you worry about, do we have enough? And I thought in the first inning, did you kind of realize, well, maybe we can. Maybe we can do something tonight. And I thought the approach was great because eight batters went to the plate in the first inning. And I know he was at 83 pitches, I think, going into the fourth. So I think he kind of did your job with the approach at the plate. I mean, was that by design tonight?
Well, he looked pretty wild coming out of the gates. You could tell he had a lot of nerves. The approach was definitely to see a lot of pitches, get him out of the game early. We just did what we did, played unselfish. We did what we needed to do, and that's how you come out with a win. When he came out, you know, we weren't winning, but we still had great approaches all the way through until he came out of the game. And when they brought the next arm in, you knew that, like, we were going to get something rolling because, I mean, we just played really well.
Well, and then the emotions of tonight, up 2-0, down 6-2, up 8-6, 8-8, thought the game was over in the top of the seventh, and then you have to win it via a walk-off situation. So just what about the ups and downs and the trials and tribulations of playing high school baseball today under the light?
Well, my grandpa JW said that we can never play a game like that again because he said he almost had another heart attack. So, I mean, you got to love high school baseball. That's our first sectional win. I mean, my first sectional win. And, I mean, could it be any more fun, yeah. honestly?
Well, it was a great game, and I told Jake Rusham, you know, the key for him tonight is even when you're down 6-2, you got to stay. You just got to keep you close. And I thought he deserved a lot of credit tonight for keeping you in the game, and defense, too.
Yeah, he threw really, really well, and he didn't get too down on himself when he gave up two just absolute mammos over the fence. So, I mean, for a sophomore to come in and throw strikes and give you still a chance when you're, I mean, down by four, that's really all you can ask for a sophomore.
All right, well, a productive day at the plate today. Nice going. It'll be fun Saturday taking on a rival school. I know you know probably know a lot of kids from youth baseball days that play at Orion, and it'd be nice if the game would be played at Rock Ridge or Sherrard, or instead of having to come back down to Farmington. But whatever, nice going. It'll be a fun day.
Thank you, Jim.
All right, Jayden Dellett, he reached base four times tonight as the Eagles win it 9-8 on WRMJ and WRMJ.com.